Welcome back. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by one of the hottest hitters in this lineup, Eric Brown Jr. EBJ, appreciate you taking the time to join us. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
It's been quite the hot streak from you. Hits in five consecutive games. The lineup's been hot. Your bat's been heating up. What's really been clicking for you over this past little stretch?
Just kind of taking each day one day at a time and coming in here not having it in my head that, oh, I got my swing figured out, each day is its own, and I have to grind and work on my swing each day to figure out how I'm going to swing it that day. And so just kind of really taking it one swing at a time, one pitch at a time, and just enjoying the process. So.
How much on the mental side does that relax you, being able to take it just one pitch, one swing, one at bat, one game at a time?
It helps me out a lot. I mean, understanding that this is all practice and this is all trying to prep me for the long run, and understanding that what I do today does not make or break my career. And so really just taking it from a different perspective of understanding that, hey, this is for the longevity, and understanding that, hey, I mean, if I do well today, that's great. If I learn something, as long as I learn something at the end of the day, that's my main goal. So
how much has that mentality kind of grown throughout your career here in your second full season of professional baseball?
It's definitely grown, because I mean, I haven't really started off the way that I wanted to, and for me, it was kind of tough. I'm not gonna lie, personally, it was tough on me, just because like I've always prided myself that I'm always gonna show up and hit. It's always kind of been one of my tools is being able to just hit, and I struggled with that a little bit this year. And so having to take a back seat and understand that, hey, this is a process, this is a longevity thing, and understanding that this is a marathon, not a sprint. And so It's definitely taking a turn this year.
But hey, the bat has been heating up in a real big way over Pout the past 6 weeks. Same thing with this lineup as a whole. How much are you guys feeding off each other about the past 6 weeks when the offense is averaging over five runs a night?
Oh, dude, we have a great group of guys. I mean, we as a team, we feed off each other, and we all have this kind of good energy that you want to be around. And nobody on the team is really down and out. We're all kind of rooting for each other. And so whenever you have a team that roots for each other and pulls for each other, no matter what, if you're having an 0-4 day or the next guy's 4-4, we're all pulling for each other. And that's a kind of potent thing about our lineup. Any given night, it could be that person's career night. And so understanding that, it takes the pressure off of everybody knowing somebody's going to have a good night regardless.
You talk about that good energy in the lineup, the good energy in the clubhouse. How much does that translate out to the field? You've had a rotating cast of guys playing alongside you at second. How much does that good energy in the clubhouse translate out in the field of having that good chemistry with your double play partner throughout the year?
Oh, I mean, it's definitely, it helps out a lot having that good energy in the clubhouse. And well, especially the new guys, yeah, Casey, and then you got O'Ray. I mean, O'Ray and I were in the same draft class, and so it helps out knowing O'Ray. But having a good locker room, bringing Casey along, he kind of just jumped in and gelled well with the team, and so. I mean, he's a great dude, and he's fun to turn double plays with.
And I know you and Dylan have had quite a couple of fun double plays that you guys have turned up the middle. How fun is it to be able to reconnect him this year in Double A?
Oh, it's sick, man. I mean, the kid has worked his butt off, and he's earned being here. And so, just being able to share the spotlight and be able to share those double plays with him, it's definitely fun.
Now on the other side of things, Brock Wilken has been next to you at third pretty much every night throughout this season, especially since he's returned from the injured list. How much have you enjoyed getting to learn how Brock plays, Brock learns how you play at short, and you guys are able to play off each other over there on the left side of the infield?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely feed off of each other. I mean, he, out of a lot of the third basemen that I've played with, he has a lot of range, and he definitely makes my job easier whenever it comes to playing to my right. And so, I mean, knowing that the ball's in my right, ball's in the six hole, he can go and get them, it makes me a lot more comfortable to just play the position and just react off of him. Because if he didn't get to it, then I know that I don't have to go as far to get to it, because he took a lot of ground away for me.
We're also coming up on 2024 draft day coming up this week, and you were drafted first round back in 2022. What do you remember about that experience, and what do you remember about getting that call?
Oh, it was surreal, man. I mean, just being able to hear your name called, that is every baseball kid's dream. And for the next Brewer drafting the first round, for the next kid, I mean, he's gonna experience those same things, to where your dreams come to reality, and it's just the start of the grind. So he's gonna just enjoy it and have fun.
What was that moment like for you? Who was with you when you got the call?
Oh, I had everybody with me. I had my family, I had my fiance, my uh, my hitting coach from back home, Eddie Fitzpatrick. I had brothers, sisters, family. I had my hitting coaches, his little team. All the little kids were all there. And so them being able to experience that was not only a blessing for me, it was a blessing for them to see that, hey, a kid out of this town can make it.
How special is it, too, to now be able to play in front of your family and friends, being back down here in the South and not far away from home in Louisiana?
Oh, dude, it helps out a lot, just being able to drive home and see family. Like, I drove home and saw them after the Jackson series and got to spend a day with my dad. We went fishing. I didn't catch anything, but but I mean, it definitely helps out a lot, being able to have that fan base and that family around you that you've grown up constantly around.
You got some fishing planned for the All-Star break?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go see my fiance out in Chicago. So we're gonna go tour the city a little bit.
Well, there we go. Enjoy it. Appreciate the time, man.
Appreciate you for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shackers Lookout's coming up next.